WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. If you're anything like me, there are days when it feels like life is throwing everything but the kitchen sink at you. Like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Ever feel that way? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But hey, listen up, because today we're diving into something seriously powerful, building resilience in the face of failure. Because let's be real, folks, failure is inevitable. It's a part of life. You can try to dodge it, but trust me, it's going to catch up to you eventually. So instead of running from it like a panicked ostrich, why not learn how to bounce back stronger than ever? Today, we're unpacking some key strategies that will help you turn those setbacks into stepping stones. First off, understand that failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the journey towards it. Think about Thomas Edison, the genius behind the light bulb. You know, that guy who revolutionized the world with his invention. He actually failed thousands of times before he finally cracked the code. And you know what he said about those failures? I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. See, he reframed failure as a valuable learning experience. Next up, don't let your ego get in the way of growth. When things don't go our way, it's easy to feel like we've personally failed, and trust me, I get it. Our egos can be pretty fragile sometimes. But remember, resilience isn't about avoiding mistakes, it's about learning from them. So take a deep breath, own your missteps, and ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Maybe there is a different approach you could try, or perhaps you need to adjust your expectations. Speaking of adjustments, let's talk about self-compassion. This is huge, people. We are our own worst critics, right? But treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a friend facing a setback can make all the difference. It's okay to feel disappointed or frustrated. Acknowledge those emotions without judgment. Remember, you're human and setbacks are part of the package. Now, let's talk about setting realistic expectations. Life isn't always a fairy tale, and expecting everything to go perfectly can set us up for disappointment. Instead, focus on progress over perfection. Celebrate small victories along the way, and remember that even tiny steps forward are still steps in the right direction. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always have your back, no matter what. Those are the ones you need to hold on to tight. Sharing your struggles with trusted individuals can provide invaluable perspective, encouragement, and a sense of community. Think about that time you faced a major setback. Maybe it was a failed project, a tough breakup, or even just a bad day at work. How did you handle it? Did you let it crush you, or did you find ways to bounce back? Imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in hours of preparation, practiced your delivery, and even visualized success. But then, on the big day, your nerves get the best of you and you stumble through your speech. The room feels silent, the faces are blank, and you feel your confidence crashing down. Now, here's where resilience comes in. Instead of letting the initial stumble derail you completely, take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, and then refocus on delivering the best rest of the presentation you can. Maybe even use the awkward moment as an opportunity to connect with your audience in a more genuine way. Remember, success isn't always about avoiding failure, it's about learning from it and coming back stronger. So embrace those challenges, pick yourself up when you fall, and keep pushing forward. That's what true resilience is all about. Key takeaways. First, failure is a part of the journey, not the end of the road. Second, don't let your ego get in the way of growth. Own your mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people who will cheer you on every step of the way. So go out there, face those challenges head on, and remember, you are stronger than you think. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of resilience power. And join me tomorrow for another daily dose of wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more clarity, calmness, and control. Until then, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.